The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to the 4 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. When, you know, we used to sing Onward Christian Soldiers. When I think of Christian soldiers here in the state of Ohio, my mind almost always goes to people like Tim Throckmorton. With the Family Research Council, the Midwest director, Tim Throckmorton, it is such an honor to have you on the program today.
Well, Bob, the honor is all mine. Thank you so much for the invitation, sir.
Well, it is my pleasure, and it is my pleasure to tell our audience about Ohio 714. It is coming to the state of Ohio again. This is the fifth annual Ohio 714. Am I correct?
Yes, and let me tell you, this is going to be an exciting event in the spirit of 2 Chronicles 7:14. Being biblical here, we're going to gather on the steps of the State House, the west steps of the State House, and we're going to pray. And, Bob, you're going to be a part of that, along with many other denominational leaders, church leaders, business leaders, and organization leaders from around the great state of Ohio.
Well, I am deeply honored to be a part of the program. Some legislators as well, our friend Tim Gentner, one of the finest Christian politicians down at the State House, and others. As you said, pastors from around the state, Aaron Baer with Citizens for Community Values, Adam Josephic. I've always practiced his name when I have him on the program. Adam Josephic and many others as well. I'm always interested, Tim, in the genesis of an event. How did Ohio 714 come about?
Well, it's a great story. This was back during the Supreme Court's consideration of the Obergefell case, and there were a number of protests, a number of events around the Capitol, and different television stations would call and get my perspective. I'd run up to Columbus and I'd, you know, make a comment on a rally or something that those who were promoting same-sex marriage were doing. And one of the guys asked me, said, or one of the reporters asked me, said, do you guys do anything, any rally? I said, yeah, every Sunday. we have a rally every Sunday at church. He said, no, an event outside of the church. And so I was talking to J.C. Church, my buddy, and, you know, we were just, we need to have a gathering and a prayer gathering, something that's very visible. The Benham brothers had done an event in Charlotte, which they called Charlotte 714. And I called them. I said, how'd you do this? What was the structure? They shared with me. So we took some parts of that and added our own. And here we are 5 years later, at a great gathering. You were part of it last year, Bob. And it was quite a church service, really, right there in the Capitol.
Well, it was. Because of the weather, we had to move inside to the atrium. But this year, again, we are hoping and praying for good weather. And it will be on the steps of the Capitol, correct?
Yes, on the west steps of the Capitol. That's usually in the morning. That's the shadiest part. Plus, you know, the different buildings that give us that shade. Then if something happens, we'll be back in the atrium, but really counting on a great day. And, you know, there's a statement that's made as that lawn fills up with believers from all over the state. We always encourage folks to come, pastors to bring their church, Sunday school classes, especially youth groups, families to come, you know, just homeschool families to join us. And though everyone that's a part of this, they're pushing this as well, strongly, and through their networks of influence. And thank you for adding value to it by mentioning it here on your show.
Well, it is my pleasure. It's June 4th, Tuesday morning, a week from today, June 4th, 11 a.m. on the west side of the Capitol, out on the steps. Hopefully you can park underground the State House. If not, you can go under the Columbus Commons. And if that doesn't work, go south just a little bit, and there's a parking garage there. There's almost always room there, and you can park and walk a short distance over to the State House. I want you to elaborate on something. I remember several years ago, Tim, there was a National Day of Prayer gathering at the State House, and there were probably 50 people in the atrium. That was it. Maybe 50 people for a National Day of Prayer. The very next day, some of the radical homosexual groups had a rally in the very same room in the atrium. It was packed wall to wall, standing room only, and someone from the Columbus Dispatch contacted me and said, how come the homosexuals and their group can pack out the atrium, and yet you Christians can only get about 50 people? Tim, I'll never forget that.
Nor should you. We have the greatest freedoms the world has ever known. And as believers, we have opportunity after opportunity to stand up. And I hear this all the time. Somebody should do something. Somebody should say something. Well, that's us.
Yeah.
The church, every pastor in this state, every person. By the way, every person that's listening right now should be talking to their pastor. Hey, we need to go there. You need to talk about this Sunday. Everybody that follows you and I and the others that are part of this event on Facebook need to be sharing that and getting out and showing up, because when we show up, there's a statement of faith to the legislature, to the elected officials, and to the world that not only do we love Jesus, but we love our state, and we're trusting God for the future of our state and our nation, for the future of our children and grandchildren. We're trusting God to help and deliver and to strengthen. It's up to us. And what's that? I think it's a Reaganism. If not us, who? If not now, when? And we are placed at one of the most pivotal moments in the history of the world, Bob, to influence culture. God's trusted us with this moment of stewardship, and may the Lord help us to be faithful servants, faithful stewards of our influence.
Yeah. For our listeners who come, and I hope there are hundreds of our listeners that come from all over the state of Ohio, what can they expect at Ohio 714, Tuesday morning, June 4th, 11 o'clock at the State House? What can they expect that morning?
Well, quickly, let me start by being practical. Bring lawn chairs, bring umbrellas if it's a shade issue. Don't forget sunscreen and all that. But when you come, first of all, you're going to be greeted as you walk up with the sounds of the Genoa Baptist Choir. They're going to be singing all the way up to 11 o'clock. And, you know how much we love those folks. I know that's your church, your home church, but they can flat sing. And they'll be blessing us with some patriotic music as we move toward the top of the hour. And then it's prayer. There's a moment or two of introduction. There'll be the pledge. But then it's topical prayer. There will be those praying specifically. Tim Ginter, you mentioned, he'll be praying for the elected officials. And as many as are there will be gathered toward the front that day. Russ Martin, the sheriff of Delaware County, when he comes, he will pray for first responders, and they'll gather up toward the front, and we'll pray for them as we pray for all first responders. You're going to be praying for the media. Oh, how they need prayer. Mm-hmm. And so topically, we're going to be praying throughout the morning. It'll be nonstop prayer, no preaching. We'll have singing up to the beginning, and then there'll be a song at the end. But, brother, it will be just nonstop prayer throughout the morning.
Yeah, and this is not a political rally. This is nonpartisan. We are simply praying for our country, for our politicians, those who are elected to represent us, our educators, the media, as you said. There'll be many, many forms of prayer topics of prayer that morning, and that's what we're going to do. We're going, as you said, no sermons, no preaching. We're just going to pray, and we're going to claim 2 Chronicles 7:14, because that promise is about us. It's not about the heathen people. The Word of God says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves, and by the way, repent of our wicked ways. It's us.
Yes.
We are the ones that need to repent and to pray. So, Tim, it is going to be a great morning, and I will be mentioning it every day between now and next Tuesday morning. And I'm hoping to see, again, just hundreds of our listeners at Ohio 714. On the steps, west steps of the Capitol building. And Tim, I'm just so grateful for you and JC Church for putting this together. It's a remarkable morning, and I hope our listeners will join us.
Well, Bob, thank you again for all your support and for the difference you make. We deeply appreciate your ministry and your influence.
Well, likewise, Tim. Family Research Council, we should all be very thankful. And by the way, if you want more details, you can go to Awake 88. The two numbers, 88, awake88.org, awake88.org. You can find more details there.
All right, Bob. Thank you.
All right, Tim Throckmorton with the Family Research Council. God bless you, Tim. We'll see you in a week.
All right, sir. All the best. Bye now.
All right. More Bob Burney Live coming right up.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, now this is very interesting. I love our audience. Before the last segment, we were discussing the fact that University of Mount Union, a United Methodist school, has decided to withdraw from the United Methodist Church because back in February, the General Conference of the United Methodist Church voted to continue a biblical tradition of marriages between a man and a woman, which is what the Methodist Church has believed for over 400 years. Not 400 years. Wesley's almost 300 years. Over 300 years. That's what Methodists have believed all the way back to the Wesley brothers. Now, I was unaware that there are 5 United Methodist colleges and universities here in the state of Ohio. I should have known that, but I didn't. And I did not realize that the University of Mount Union is not the only one of the United Methodist schools in the state of Ohio to condemn the denomination for taking a biblical stance. In fact, all of them have. Now, one of our listeners sent me a joint statement from the presidents of all of the United Methodist schools here in the state of Ohio. All of them. Now, please remember, these are United Methodist Church schools. What was the United Methodist Church founded for? What was the purpose? The propagation of the gospel, to tell people about Jesus Christ, to tell people how to get to heaven, tell people how to get saved. And it was founded on the authority of Scripture, the Bible. I'm going to read for you the joint statement from all of the presidents of the United Methodist schools here in the state of Ohio. And I want you to look for a couple of words that are omitted, never, ever, ever found. Let me read it for you. Here it is. It's kind of lengthy. Dear friends and colleagues, the work of the United Methodist Church and its members has left an indelible and positive imprint on our communities, state, nation, and world, Included in that legacy here in Ohio is the very existence and development of our five institutions. Through the dedication and faith of our founders and generations of faculty, staff, students, alumni, and friends, we have grown and prospered together to now serve nearly 13,000 students. Our five colleges and universities have served Ohio and the nation in the education of women, students of color, and other underserved groups. We pride ourselves on being inclusive communities that understand our role in a democratic society is to ensure that all students feel welcomed and supported on our campuses. It is for this reason that we are disappointed at the conclusion of the recent conference of the United Methodist Church, where a majority of delegates voted to expand the prohibition against LGBTQ persons' full participation in the life of the church. This decision lies in deep contrast to the values of our five institutions. We know that we are not alone, as 47% of the delegates at the conference also opposed the proposal and yearned for a truly inclusive church. There is much still unsettled about the future direction of the United Methodist Church, and we will use what influence we have to bring it closer to our values. In the meantime, the United Methodist Affiliated Colleges and Universities in Ohio jointly affirm our continued commitment to inclusivity. Our campus policies and practices, including the ability of all our students, faculty, administration, and staff to participate fully in our religious and spiritual development programs, will not change. Our institutions were founded and developed by church members to improve our communities and world. We will continue unabated in this work. Signed, Robert C. Helmer, Ph.D., President, Baldwin Wallace University; W. Richard Merriman, Jr., Ph.D., President, University of Mount Union; Daniel A. de Blasio, Ph.D., President, Ohio Northern University; Rock F. Jones, Ph.D., President, Ohio Wesleyan University; and John Comerford, Ph.D., President, Otterpine University. Now, there were a couple of words that I didn't see. Jesus, Christ, God, Lord, Scripture, Bible. Nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing about God, Jesus, the Bible, the Scriptures, the authority of the Scriptures. And what I found most interesting, our institutions were founded and developed to improve our communities. Now, I tried to find the original purpose statement of Ohio Wesleyan, couldn't find it. I can guarantee you the original purpose statement of all of these schools did not say to improve our communities. We'll continue when we return.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.